This fellow was under arrest by the Libyans, by Gaddafi for years. He was one of the individuals at the lead of creating an Islamic militia during the uprising against Gaddafi. And he was known as pretty hardline, not only in terms of his views of the United States, but in terms of his views on how Islamic law should be applied in Libya. So I'd say he's pretty hardcore.
It was almost 2 years ago that the Benghazi attack took place. So what took so long to get to find this guy?
First, let's remember, in October of last year, there was a major terrorist picked up on the streets in Libya. I'm guessing this fellow looked at that pickup. That was a guy named Abu Anas al-Libi, and said he ought to be more careful. So anybody trying to establish pattern of life to conduct a snatch or capture operation, I suspect had some trouble making sure that they could predict this guy's activities well enough to capture him. The second thing I would mention is there's a difference between intelligence or journalism that says, I think this guy was involved in the embassy attack, and developing a case of evidence that's solid enough to present in a U.S. court of law. And you don't want to do a capture operation until you have sufficient information to believe you can hold the guy for a while.
Do you believe there are others that need to be arrested or should be or might be arrested in this?
I suspect that that's one thing that's being discussed with this fellow today. That is, looking, for example, at video of the compound, talking to witnesses. Another reason this probably took a while, getting access to witnesses in Libya, I'm guessing, is not very easy. And you're really going to need witnesses, I would think, for a successful prosecution here.
Philip Mudd is currently Director of Enterprise Risk at Southern Sun Asset Management. J.J. Green, WTOP News.